right. Welcome to another show of Cameron Live. And we got some news and notes to tell you. We're going to have Bernadette DiGabriele be part of our show from now on. And what we're going to be doing is Bernadette will be on, her daughter will be on. We're going to get all different things, and we're going to travel. Our show is going to be going to a lot of the events out there. We're going to go to the Innings Festival in Tempe, which is going to be a neat event. They're going to have some great rock and rollers. Then we're going to go to the Comic-Con in Austin, as I can't speak today, and we're going to have some other things coming on. So welcome, Bernadette.
Well, hello. Hello, everybody.
Bernadette's going to be part of our Cameron Live, and Bernadette Live, too. So there you go, Cameron Live and Bernadette Live. And the phone number to call is 1-888-627-6008. Once again, 1-888-627-6008. We want to welcome everyone to our Friday show. We've been doing this show, believe it or not, Bernadette, we've been doing this show at this time for 10 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That is
10 years.
That's a marker.
Yeah. Well, when we first got Friday night, I said, you know what? It's going to be a good thing. And Friday night's when all the news comes out. You notice? Friday
night's
when all the news comes out. And we want to welcome everyone from Sea to Shining Sea, as they say, as an old broadcaster in L.A. used to say, Jerry Dumphy. And we're on BBS Radio. And also, we are on the iHeart radio system. So we're happy. We've got all these new networks. Anyway, we're on 8 to 9. Bernadette will join me from today forth. She'll be on our show. She'll give you some ideas about nutrition, training, psychology. She'll be in anything she wants to add in from there. She'll add to her show. And then I'll talk about all the crazy stuff out there. And now I'll have to take voice lessons after
all that. Right?
Yeah, after talking about you. Anyway, 1-888-627-6008. We welcome the people from the West Coast, where I am, and Bernadette's in the Texas part of the West Coast. I'm in California.
From every coast.
Every coast. From back east to Hawaii. And that's another event where we're talking with Comic-Con to do Hawaii. So we'll see, because, these events, they come and go, as you know. Anyway, so let's get on the road here. Tonight we're going to have an open forum. You can talk about any issue you like. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on. We want to also send condolences to Frank Robertson's family. He was the first black manager in Major League Baseball. I don't know if you knew that. And he died recently, and he was 83. He lived in L.A., went to a lot of Laker games. And a lot of the Shaq talked about him yesterday on the NBA show. And he was a remarkable guy. You know about Frank Robertson?
briefly, I don't know any, like, major...
Well, Frank Robertson was the first black manager in baseball. And he met with a famous Jackie Robinson. So he met him. Isn't that destiny, when you meet a hero like that? It's like when Bill Clinton met JFK. You know that? JFK shook the hands of Bill Clinton, who was a college student.
No kidding.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi met JFK when she was a student. So that's what's called destiny. Anyway, with Frank Robertson, we're going to have on the book tour, there's a book out called Remembering Frank. And it's going to be a whole book about black baseball, the Negro Leagues in those days. and by the way, Frank Robinson was from Beaumont, Texas. He was born, and then he lived in Oakland, and then he moved to L.A., and we would see him on Laker games all the time. So when the Lakers played, you knew Frank Robinson. And also, you know who else died? I don't know. It was kind of a, we'll have our entertainment blooper right now. Hold on. See, Bernadette, in this thing, your voice gets crazy. Let's see. Entertainment news. All right, we're gonna talk about news. There was someone famous that just died, and it was interesting because he was in a lot of movies, and then you know, of course, it was a tragedy. Young and Restless pays tribute to Christoph St. John. He died this week. Did you know about him?
No.
From the soap opera? Well, anyway, that's
great. Back in the day when soap opera was all that was on TV. No.
Yeah, that's right. And and you know what's funny? All the networks have the soap operas. All of them. You remember? They had all of them.
Yeah.
Also this Sunday is going to be the Grammy Awards. And we'll get our picks. Because I have a few music picks. But I think this year, I think it's going to be a Lady Gaga year because she had the movie come out. And I have a feeling she's going to have a hell of a year, you know. So we'll talk about that. And I'm trying to get that guy who was in the news. He just died. But we'll figure it out. You know what they say in radio. We'll figure it out, you know.
Figure it out as we go.
That's it. and we're going to go over the quick news briefly, presented by, of course, a car. If you want to get an Infiniti, you got to go to Cerritos. Cerritos is a town where they give you the price and you go for it. So Cerritos Infiniti is a sponsor, and we want to thank them very much. And we're going to have some more. Maybe get Bernadette a car, right?
Yeah,
you join me. When I get a car, you get a car. But Bernadette, we'll get a dealership in Austin. We'll get a dealership out there. Anyway, I was going to get into the entertainment section of the BBC, which we'll try to do right now. And let me see. Let's get into the entertainment and arts. And, okay, and then I'll tell you who died. See, in the BBC, they have a really neat section. And, Albert Finney died. You remember Albert Finney? He was 82. He was in a lot of films. You remember him?
What was he in?
He played in the movie Aaron Brockovich. He played the lawyer.
Oh, yeah. I love him. That's one of my favorite all-time movies, by the way.
That was great. I'll give you a little thumb nose tech. Well, Albert Finney, the star of Aaron Brockovich in Murder on the Orient Express. Did you ever see that movie?
I sure did.
He was in that. In fact, in those days, he didn't get paid until he did Brockovich, because in those days in Hollywood, they didn't pay the leading man like they do now. So he was very popular. But I was trying to see if we could get some scale on his life. But he was a hell of an actor. They had on Entertainment Tonight, they did a whole thing on him. And, you know, all you think about Albert Finney is he took the roles many people would not take, you know? They wouldn't take the roles. But let's tell you about him. We're going to tell you a little about him. He's an English actor. Of course, he was born in London. And he had a lot of wives, okay? He was very busy. He had one, two, three, four wives. And he was...
Was he Mormon? Did he have those wives at the same time?
I don't know about that. You got me on that one. He attended the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, which is, you know about that. That's like they study Shakespeare. And before switching to film, he did a lot of films like Alfred Hitchcock, if the old Hitchcock he's on, and it's amazing, you know, when you think about Albert Finney. Let me give the folks an idea. He was in Scrooge, Skyfall. Let me see if they have other films of him. You know, they usually have the films that they participate in.
Of course, he was a five-time Oscar nominee.
Yeah, that's right. And he was in Big. Did you ever see Big Fish? I didn't see that movie, Big Fish. He was Saturday Night and Sunday in Arthur. Then he was in Murder on the Orient Express, Aaron Brockovich, and then
he was
Annie. That's right. He played the dad in Annie, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
You remember? He played a lot of these roles. And you know where else he was in? And it was funny. You go down his list They have the IMDb, which folks out there say, what is that? That's all the actors have is they schedule all the events. Like, I'm on IMDb. Someone put me down for writing. The late Jose Escamilla. So I'm on there. But IMDb gives you all the different awards. Remember the Midsummer Night Dream? He was in that. And he was also in, what's the other one? Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, which is a cult classic. Tom Jones. Did you ever see Tom Jones?
I don't think I have seen it.
These are some of the things he did. The Picasso Summer, which I'd never seen. And then Gumshoe, he did. And then he did, let's see, what else? Because I know Erin Brockovich, she wasn't her first choice. Did you know that? No, she wanted, actually, for that role, she wanted Paul, he's an old actor, and she wanted to get him, but they didn't get along. But that was her first choice. And then she got lucky to get him. You know, and he played the lawyer, the famous case about the power company and the gas company, where they were in California, Central California, and people died. He played Ed Massery, who died.
Ed Massery.
Yeah, he played the attorney in that. And then Hemingway, he played Hemingway, The Gathering Storm, where he played Churchill. And let's see what else. See, I'm glad I had my
Cold
little...
Lazarus.
Yeah, he did that one. Big Fish. I wanted to see that, but I never did. Amazing Grace, The Bourne Ultimatum. I think that was, he did Skyfall, and he did Bourne Legacy, which is the films of, like the action movies he did a lot of. But anyway, it's sad to see him go. He was 82, and he was someone that we grew up with,
Yeah.
Of course. He was someone you grew up with. You go, oh, yeah. Him. And then with someone else I was going to mention, let me see here. Let's get a little hard thing here with BBC. Okay. BBC is great because they give you everything that's going on by the second, which is great, We'll give you another BBC. Someone else said, we'll bring the news up. See, I'm glad I brought the news. Well, Virginia deputy governor, the lieutenant governor, he faces new accuser. What the heck was he doing? Justin Fairfax, next in line to be the governor, well, he calls assault allegations a smear campaign. Oh, my God, Virginia is the place where blackface, where they,
yeah.
Where the guys, which I can't believe they allowed to be open like that, during the 80s. But they were, and all these guys are coming out. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. So it's a different... Virginia.
He's going to be gone, and then they're going to have, it's all Democrats, which is crazy. And if I was Democrats, I'd kind of like have a class in not doing blackface, And then, African-American community said that they didn't want anyone who's had a past like that to run. So he's won, and, the governor has not let down. And that's another story. So we'll see what happens with that. I think he's going to resign, I have a feeling, because when you have more than one accuser, they usually resign,
Yeah. And
except for our Presidente.
I was going to say.
He didn't resign. But anyway, everyone out there, you could call me and Bernadette DiGabriel at 1-888-627-6008. If you're calling from Austin, 1-888-627-6008. And the next shows we do, we're going to do advertising. In fact, me and Bernadette, we're going to put advertising in action. So if anyone has a company, they can call me and we can split me and Bernadette and we can get you on radio. And radio is the best way to advertise, don't you think?
I absolutely agree because y'all
and we get you on. Yeah, we get you on. We get you on. Maybe we can get. I'm working on a few accounts, so we'll get them on. But I wanted to mention to everyone, if you have a company, you have a stock company, you have anything, come on, let's talk. And
get
my
your
number,
name out there.
Yeah, Cameron, I'm going to give you my email. I think it's a better way to address it. So Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, Datzker, D-A-T-Z-K-E-R, at yahoo.com. So if you have any questions.
We want to support you supporting us.
Yes, and then me and Bernadette will work on that. That'll be our goal. Our goal is to have a two-hour show and then hopefully get on blog radio, because I think blog radio is one where people hear us and they go, oh, yeah, we've heard these people before. And that's that's another radio source, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, I was going to get to another subject that you don't hear about in the news. You hear about the tiger killed in Zoo's maning introduction. I would hate to be a tiger.
What happened?
They had a funny story about it in L.A. where they had a mountain lion was found in a pool with a deer. Can you imagine a deer and a mountain lion in a pool? So that was in Northern California. Thank God the deer wasn't hurt, but the mountain lion just ran out of that pool. Can you imagine waking up? You see a mountain lion in your pool, and those mountain lions—they're tough hombres, you know. Anyway, in London, I don't know if you heard the story, but in London Zoo there was a Sumatran tiger, Melati. She was killed in a fight, and she was—you know—if you ever see the picture of her, it means protector in Arabic. Anyway, an endangered Sumatra tiger—they're worth billions—has been killed by another tiger in London. I didn't know they kill each other, but there was a male tiger, Islam, was brought to the zoo, I guess to mate, from a Danish safari park 10 days ago in the hope he would be the perfect mate. Well, I don't think he was the perfect mate. So you know what he did? He killed her.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He killed her. So that was in the news, and that was in London. And in fact, they said tensions quickly escalated. Things became more aggressive. And Melati died in a fight. Yeah, you don't like to see that type of thing happen when they're mating. And I think the one who mated them should have done a better job, you know?
You know, a lot of times, and I've heard a lot of these stories, Cameron, in the news lately about animals actually trying to commit suicide. But they're the ones that are, in captivity, and they're miserable, and they're being treated inhumanely. You know, I've heard elephants and lions and tiger. I mean, it's just endless stories about these animals that are like, you know what, enough is enough. I think I'm better off dead, and I'm going to do it myself. I mean, how sad is that?
That is sad. And the problem like that in the L.A. Zoo is, where do you put them?
How about back in their natural habitat?
Yeah, it would be better. And I think the mating process is a tough thing. But she gave birth to two tigers, cats. So remarkable. But I think they need to be better informed of the tigers. Because tigers, they could turn on you like in a minute, you know. Because they're wild animals, you know. They're wild animals. Anyway, the other we switched subjects. All in 5 minutes. You know, this show, we always do that. And another thing I was going to mention is, fossils found in China show tigers could have been alive 2 million years ago. Can you imagine?
Wow. Well, saber-toothed tigers, right?
Yeah, well, saber-toothed tiger, yeah.
And, the evolution of tiger, the evolution of man.
Yes, the original tigers were big, bigger than they are now. That's what they say. And then, excuse me, as I'm dying here, it's from the weather and everything. Anyway, in England, the Queen is going to declare a special meeting to decide to get rid of Brexit, which is, you know, the English money system, and because they were part of the English pound, English union, so no more. It's going to happen this week, so that's with that. and go into. I'm telling you, all these things in America. Now we'll get back. We talked about the Virginia guy. You know, you're about Kellyanne Conway. She's, you know, she worked for Trump. She's the Trump's legal liaison in the White House. Well, she was went to a restaurant, and apparently, some woman grabbed her and shook her up. And this happened yesterday. Can you imagine? So I don't think I would want to say I work for Trump. I think I'd keep away from that.
It's a little controversial.
Yeah, I would say
he opens the door for a lot of different responses from the public.
Yeah, the public don't like that. They don't like that at all. And then you heard about the Quebec mosque shooter sentenced to life. Thank God. He killed six people 2 years ago. But, you know, the thing is, it's got a shot. You know, people have to have freedom of religion and not have these idiots come in and take their bullets. Now we're going to talk about our buddy, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. What do you think about that? Well, I'll tell the public what it is. He was accused, AMI defense position on Amazon founder. And this guy's worth billions, you know, the Amazon, don't you think? Jeff Bezos.
What? Yeah, they've cornered so many markets. What's going on?
Well, the latest with him is the owner of the U.S. gossip magazine National Enquirer accused of blackmail by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, says that it acted in good faith, but will conduct an inquiry. That means it didn't act in good faith. So American media, they're friends of Trump. You know, Donald Trump, they wouldn't release all these women he had affairs with. So anyway, they believe it acted lawfully in reporting on the world's richest man. You know, if the guy has an affair, good for him. But Mr. Bezos accuses AMI of trying to blackmail him over intimate photos. What they did is he's going with a former L.A. anchor, and she actually did time in Texas. She was a reporter in Texas. So anyway, they did a whole story on him, and Lauren Sanchez is the lady. And if he goes out with her, who cares, right? So now the Inquirer.
I agree.
Yeah, who cares? And the Inquirer is now doing an investigation, and I think it's crazy.
You know, it is crazy, and I think that that's just all the more reason why people need to just come to grips with who they are and be okay with who they are and what they like. And if you're not content being monogamous, well, then don't be. Just don't be fake about it. Be real about it. And all of these other platforms and outlets that, you know, like to cover stories like these, it's sensationalism, one. And two, like, seriously, everybody needs to be more involved in their own life and what's going on in their own world so that they can man their own selves, take responsibility for their own actions, and know that everybody on a, you know, if we can just focus on ourselves and keeping our vibration high and being true to ourselves, then imagine the impact we're going to have on everybody else around us. So,
I agree
with
you.
That's my rampage.
That's okay. You can rampage on. And you know that the name of the guy who's the head of AMI? David Pecker. What a name. David Pecker. He's the one that held back. You remember there was a Playboy model that was paid $150,000 in hush money to keep quiet, and she told him the story, and then he disappeared. The story disappeared. Her name was Karen McDougal. So her story was kind of put in its place. So anyway, very interesting, right?
Yeah.
And the Inquirer had a whole thing about all this, and it's very interesting that what they do is like Trump. Trump is a good Christian man. A good Christian man doesn't date 16-year-old girls and go on airline flights. You know.
Let's make it at least legal, okay? Can we make our intimate affairs legal?
Yeah, well, that's something Trump doesn't know anything about.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so they had all these people spying on Amazon. I would never want to be. Can you imagine being the richest man in the world, and he's in a controversy, and they don't stop, you know? That's the way it is. But Lauren Sanchez is now in a relationship with him. Good luck to her. You know, I wish her the best, right?
Absolutely. We wish them all the best. And be happy. And, you know, everybody, just let them do their thing.
Jeez. Oh, I agree.
And if you have a problem with Amazon or anything that he does, well, you know, don't deal with his organization.
Well, that's true. And you know what? The James Bond's coming out. New James Bond movie.
Awesome.
Daniel Craig is going to be in the new movie. So it's coming out soon. And they had some other details. Bradley Cooper was embarrassed. But, you know, I guess, did you see The Star is Born?
No.
Did you see the movie? What's coming? Mm-hmm. They're going to be coming out for the public soon. So the,
it's a new one.
Yeah, the new one. And it'll be coming out soon. And I want to let people know about it. I haven't seen it, but, you know, when I go to these film events, they'll probably have something about it, I bet. You know? They'll have something about this thing. Anyway, I was going to tell you about the show we're doing, the Innings Festival out of Tempe. We've been invited. They're going to have Incubus, Sheryl Crow. They're going to have all these people I never heard of on Saturday. And then they're going to have Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder's interesting. And he's going to play on Sunday. So we've been invited. You're invited, too. And they're going to have Roger Clemens, ex-baseball player Jim Tomey, Brett Saberhagen, and Matt Williams. They're going to have all these different baseball players. And it's cool. You know, it's a real cool thing. So anyway, it's going to be happening. We're going to go to it. And I'll tell you when it is, the dates. It's March 2nd to the 3rd. And 2019 in Tempe. Have you been to Tempe?
I have been through Tempe.
Well, you're going to get to go to Tempe.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, Tempe's a neat thing, you know. I have all these people are sending me stuff on this thing.
I think it is.
I think it's going to be real exciting, you know, the event. Let me put California. Okay. The network, they have their thing. Let's see. Let me put festival. They want me to put festival. And then I'll put I've read. You know what they do now for press passes? They send you like little information on a press pass. You know,
it's
very interesting. Yeah. And they used to send, I know Comic-Con was crazy. They would send crazy stuff. But anyway, we're going to go to that. That will be coming on in March, and then also Contact in the Desert. We may go to that. We're thinking about it.
In the Desert. Are you talking about UFO contact, alien contact?
Yeah. We may go to. We're gonna see if we may get invited, which would be great. So we're going to find out about it. And then I'll be with you. Hopefully you'll be joining me at the Innings. This is the first time we've been invited for the Innings. And I think it's in a place called Tempe, which is right by Arizona State. And I've been to Arizona State. My buddy went to school there. My buddy got his master's at a beautiful campus, ASU. It's a huge campus, and which is kind of nice. So anyway, that's going to be going on. We'll let you know more, and we're going to be talking with them on Monday. And, of course, we'd love to have Bernadette come, with her daughter, to come see this event, which will be happening soon. And then I mentioned to you Contact in the Desert. Let me bring that up. See, I'm telling you. Contact in the Desert is going to be going on. It's going to be in Indian Wells, which is in Palm Springs. And that's going to be happening, I'll tell you right now. We're waiting for a response. My computer is slow today. Here we go. Here it's coming up. That's a nice event. So it'll be May 31st to June 3rd, 2019. And I may go for 2 days and see what we can, you know, what we can do. They have discounted passes. That's nice. We should get discounted passes, you know. But anyway, that's going to have people that have never been there. They're going to have people in the UFO realm. And sometimes it gets overwhelming, don't you think? These guys, because they're selling the book, and a lot of these people, oh, they don't have them? Panels? Let's see if they have the panels. They don't have the panels. Anyway, that's going to be coming up. We'll inform you. They're going to have George Norrie, and we're going to try to see if we can interview George Norrie. And then they have some other people in the UFO world. They're going to have about crop circles, and ancient aliens are going to be there. And it's, you know, the only problem with that, it gets overwhelming for me. You know, isn't it funny? As you get to a certain age in life, things get overwhelming. That's what happens. You get overwhelmed. And then I got Whitney Strieber. For me, it gets over, you know, like it's too much stuff at one time. It's like you go for a Christmas party and 5,000 people are there. That's how it feels to me. And then I gotta go. And you know, Tom Desert, it's very humid during the summertime. So
we just need to teach you how to close your chakras up so that you're not absorbing all that.
I'm gonna have to see
energy.
You. I have to see you before I go to contact in the desert. But they're gonna have Nick Pope, who I met, very nice. Whitney Strieber, some of the people, you know, in the UFO world. They have David Wilcox, who's very nice, and then they have Jimmy Church, who's really nice to me. Jimmy Church and me talked last time I was in contact in the desert, and we're very, you know, he thinks like I do. I'm not a UFO person. You know, like a lot of these people say, oh, I've seen UFOs. And a lot of, how could you tell someone out of the blue sky what your experience is, right? You have to experience it yourself, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you saw an alien, okay, you'd say, why is that an alien today? You know, it's like when, remember the great Jose? Jose was into the, he was talking about his world, and I couldn't understand. I go, well, Jose, I don't understand what you're talking about. And he was talking about his thing, you know, with the different rays and everything. But poor Jose died. It was just a sad story with Jose, but I'm glad we got to go through it because as my mom was dying, he died because you can't mix, if you're diabetic, you can't mix insulin and alcohol. It doesn't go well together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's poor
sad.
Jose. He was a good guy, but what can I tell you? And then his girlfriend, she, you know, I've heard from her, and it's sad for her too because, you know, he was everything to her. And then he's in a couple of movies. His last movie is going to be seen at Contact in the Desert. So maybe if I go, I'll get to see it. But anyway, that's for Contact in the Desert. Plenty of room. We may go. We're going to decide. We're not going to L.A. Life Consciousness because it's a long. You know what it is? They take you there, and it's too many, too overwhelming. So I tried not to deal with the overwhelming. And also, we're going to announce a Comic-Con. We're invited to go to Vegas, and it's going to be, I think it's in June, and we're going to go for 2 days. So would you like to go to Vegas, Comic-Con?
I would love it. Love Vegas.
Wonderful.
I mean, everybody
that's going to be
join us in Vegas.
Comic-Con, because you have to know all this stuff, I'm telling you. Comic-Con, let's bring it up on our little wire here. Well, they have San Diego's closed. I wanted to go to San Diego, but it was too crazy, you know, too crazy. Let me see. They have let me get it on my little meter here. Comic-Con, Las Vegas. See, they have a great show in Vegas, you know, and I wanted to go. It'll be at the Vegas Convention Center, and they're going to have Comic-Con. Oh, boy, I have to know all this stuff, huh? Let's see, Comic-Con.
That's why you take a big bucks, Cameron.
I'm telling you. Well, when I go to these events, I try to cover at least 4 a year. But it's going to be at the Las Vegas Convention Center, June 14th to the 16th. And it's a neat event. We're down on the list for press. So we'll, you know, for that event, and it's going to be it'll be a very hot time in Vegas, right? June is pretty hot. I remember when I went to the MUFON convention. So we're going to do that, and Bernadette wants to go. She's going, and it's going to be the hotels. We're going to find out because it says book a hotel near the venue, but the problem is what kind of hotels are near the venue, you know? So that's another story. Anyway, tell us about your work and about your seminar. People always ask me, When is Bernadette's next seminar?
But you know, I'm going to have to book something in where you are, in L.A.
Why don't you come to L.A.? Santa Monica.
Or something.
Santa Monica.
Okay,
right
Santa Monica. I probably would. Yeah, less traffic in Santa Monica, I'm sure.
Yeah, Santa Monica would be great. You know, because they have the ocean. Venice Beach is right nearby, and you
get
a lot
awesome.
Of people. Oh yeah, it's
okay.
a good thing. We'll go. Well, by the way, on the Vegas thing. We're going to let people know about that. And one other, we're going to go, let's talk about the one in Texas. They're going to have one, Comic-Con, in Texas. Let me look it up. Hold on.
Yeah.
See, we're an informative show here. People ask, hey, what do I do? Okay, let's look up in Texas. Because they have, let me see. It's going to be this year. Austin. Austin's gonna have it. We have one every year. Yeah, so we'll be part of that, and then I'll have Bernadette work on me, there to work on me, and then that one is gonna be, it's on the 15th. Isn't that weird? Same as Vegas. That's same as Vegas. I'll find out about that because I can't do two. I can only do one. That's too much. That's too much. And also,
it would be really great if you could split yourself, Cameron. You know, you'd be able to cover twice the ground.
That's it. And then they have Roswell. Let me look it up. They have a special Roswell UFO festival. They invited us last year because of, you know, I knew of Jose. This year they're going to have it on. I'll tell you when it is. People have been asking me these questions. July 5th and 7th is Roswell. And it's a neat town to go to, and they're going to have a whole thing about UFOs and about, you know, they were the town 72 years ago that people went to. Can you imagine? UFOs landed there. We still don't know the truth.
Awesome.
We still don't know the truth, but that's another show.
Right.
Right. So anyway, you're gonna tell the folks about you want to do the Austin thing, which would be good. You'll tell people about
I want to real quick mention that my course, Disconnecting from Toxic Relationships, it's live now. So go to udemy.com, and search Disconnecting from Toxic Relationships. It will come up. There is a discounted rate right now. And, so really, really excited to have that going. And live. So here we go, people. You have access now to one of my courses.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it from the comfort of your very own home. Or can enjoy one of, right? Or you can come and enjoy a workshop with me, which is going to be at the end of April. I am still negotiating on the venue, but it is going to be here in Austin, the 26th and the 27th of April.
Let me ask you a question. Now, are there hotels real close by?
Absolutely, yeah. Both of the venues I'm looking at, there are hotels close by, and I have negotiated for them to have transportation to the venue. So,
okay, wonderful.
That's a cool thing
when you have it, because people want to have a place where it's comfortable, they can go to, you know. So that's kind of cool. That's cool itself. And by the way, we're going to mention it. Hopefully we could sell this event up for, you know, for Bernadette. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be fantastic. And
sell
then
it
as and we then... begin to grow them, I will be able to come into more major cities. And, you know, how exciting is that? So
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You'll be coming to L.A. soon. You'll be coming to L.A. That'd be, you know, because I think you'll like it here. And then when you have the event, it'll be wonderful. You know, when you have it out here in beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
All we need to do is find a venue, Cameron.
I'm going to give you a place. Santa Monica, there's a – let me look it up for you. See, I could do two things at once. Santa Monica. I'll tell you a place. Hold on. Santa Monica. They always have – the Academy Awards always has the film show. And it's a great event. Let me put it. I'll tell you where it is. Hold on a second here. Okay, the hotel? Okay. Tell you right now, as we bring it up on the screen, they have Santa Monica, they're going to have film, there's a film show coming up. Let me see what they have. I'll tell you, the Ocean View Hotel is a great place, if you can get it. That's a nice place. The Fairmont, Miramar. They have bungalows. That's a nice place.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's in Santa Monica, so that may be a nice place for you to have it because, you know, people come to those things. And in fact, what we can maybe do, maybe we can have, before the course or during the course, maybe we can have a banquet that time to meet people.
That sounds great. Yeah.
They have places around here.
So that's awesome. Or we can just turn it into a seminar and invite some other speakers. And
yeah, that would be better.
You know.
And then main thing is getting a good place out here. And you know what it is? During the summertime, it just sells out. All these places, they sell out so fast. And someone asked me, now, do you do any, not readings, but if people wanted to, you know, they can't go to Austin, but they want to get read. Do you do anything where they could do it on? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do remote and distance sessions, yes. But understand that for me, it's energy work. So it's very similar to like a Reiki and a Theta kind of combined on steroids. And so really what I do is that I awaken 144 strands of your spiritual DNA, align you with higher aspects of your oversoul. We shed some karmic density. We put you in alignment with the crystalline grid, which is, you know, your original innate soul matrix. Yeah, I mean, and we raise your vibration, so you're able to deal with things in life, you know, with ease and grace and not allowing yourself to get off kilter because you're just not triggered the way that, you know, you normally would be. So I do distance sessions, and for, you know, the recalibrations, which are like a permanent infusion of a higher vibrational frequency, you know, you can either fly in and see me, or I can hook you up with somebody in your area who can do those sessions for you. Those have to be done in person. But I can certainly work with you.
Definitely.
Yeah. I can certainly work with you remotely. And it's very effective. I've had people tell
me. Really, I'll have to do it one time. I had a psychologist through. It was a seminar I went to, and it was remote, but it didn't feel the same for me. But you know, different people have their own thing, you know. But it didn't feel the same to me, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a little strange for me. But what can I tell you?
We'll have to do a session for you remotely, so that you can feel what it feels like. Using this energy modality, and then you can tell the people what an impact it's had on your world.
Oh, that would be cool. That'd be cool. Because I look at this as a neat way to, you know, you're like refreshed. It's like going in a jacuzzi and getting refreshed, right?
Yes, with a glass of wine because it, you know, it kind of intoxifies you a little bit. Naturally, of course, because you come out feeling like, wow, you've just been totally released of so much stress and just negative energy. It's very liberating.
Well,
very
sounds
beautiful.
Good to me. It sounds like get some apple cider. Go by the jacuzzi. What happened was when I went to the UFO thing, people were bringing it apple cider. I go, what are you doing with apple cider by a jacuzzi? Well, it's refreshing. It was funny. It was fun when I was in Vegas. That was funny. Now, what we're going to do, by the way, the Vegas thing, Comic-Con. We'll let you know more about it. And hopefully my brother-in-law and my sister will go. And that's going to be held in Vegas in June. And we'll find out the exact dates. I think I brought it up. But people asked me. So that's going to be coming up. And this year, hopefully I'll be able to attend both, you know. But that's going to be a neat event, the one in Vegas. So let me put it up here. Comic-Con Vegas. So here we go. Con Las Vegas. Here we go. All right. Anyway, we got a few minutes to the show. So anything else you'd like to tell the audience tonight?
Yeah, you know, I just want to give you guys some tips. Like,
one of the things
that I hear reoccurring is, you know, how do I keep my vibration high? You know, when there's so much crap in life that you have to deal with and you have to focus on. And I am going to say that, you know, our environment is very important. Our mental attitude is also very important. And it's really a mindset, everybody, okay? So keeping a vibration high is a mindset, because we have to set our mental selves to the place where we are balanced, whole, and complete, and we are able to handle everything that comes our way. And that is just by putting that positive programming into the mix, that already sets us in a direction of maintaining a higher vibration. But
Can you give people an example, like, you know, when you say higher vibration, what does it mean? Because people say, what does she mean by higher vibration?
Well, you know how sometimes you feel like, you know, you're angry. You get triggered.
Right.
You know, you have responses or reactions that make you feel bad, angry, anxious, stressed.
Right.
Any of those negative adjectives, right?
Right.
That is a lower vibration. So when we have a higher vibration, when things like, you know, like your kid takes your car and wrecks it.
Then you go nuts. Then you go crazy.
When you have conditioned yourself to be at a higher vibrational level, you understand that what happened was not necessarily an attack on you personally, not to take it personally, but that it was an experience that was needed and necessary for us to be able to grow and evolve. And so when we look at it like that, as opposed to a direct, you know, shot at us, right, then we're able to view it at a higher vibrational level. Therefore, we're able to navigate through it much more easier. Right?
Because
when we're angry and we're pissed off and it's like, oh, my God, you're against me. How could you do this to me? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you feel in a horrible state. I've had that happen to me where, you know, recently with my brother and my mom dying and the ego and the nastiness, I just let it go now, because I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a psychologist. She said, just let it go, because all it does is it embroil anger. And that's, you know what I notice now? I don't want to hear about him. And anytime I hear about it, it's just negative. And that's the same thing, you know, with me. That's my big anger. Because you know what it is? I don't want to think about the things he did. I want to think about the things that he needs to correct, you know, with his family. Because you can bring your family, you remember, I told you about the unlawful detainer, you know, he brought.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to discuss it because that's his ego. That means he knows there's something wrong. You don't do that, you know, with family. So what I found with that is...
But that's operating at a lower vibrational level. See, that's a perfect example of operating at a lower, out of ego, as opposed
to... And the thing is, I can't teach him to be good. I can't do anything. The only thing I could do is just get the hell away. That's the only thing I could do. And that's the best way to handle it. You know?
And sometimes that's the greatest way to allow to disconnect from the drama and the responsibility that belongs to somebody else,
right?
And by being able to detach from that, you are able to maintain a higher vibration. You left his situation for him to deal with. It's not up to us to fix everybody. We are, what we're responsible for is our own example
right.
and how we live our own life. It's not
That's
up
true.
To us to decide what anybody on the outside gets from it, what they extract from it, what they see, their perspective. None of that is our responsibility. Provided
right.
we are operating from a place of center, peace, and love, we're maintaining that higher vibrational level, and they get to do and extract and receive and perceive whatever they want, and
right.
we get to disconnect from that.
Anyway, with that thought, next week we're going to have a great show. We're going to try to get some people that, with the Vegas, remember, Shannon came on, talked about her experience. We're going to see if we can get Shannon on to talk about the after effects of the Vegas, you know, that horrible violence happened a year ago, you know, in Vegas. All those people got shot. Horrible thing. She'll be on. And then we'll talk more. And then Bernadette will share, I'm going to give you a segment of relaxation each week.
Okay.
And then you'll tell people how they can better relax. Anyway, with all those thoughts in mind, we got to, as they say, scoot on the air. I want to thank you so much, and then we'll see you next week. And good night. Good night, good night from somewhere in L.A., right?
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. All right, take care. All right,
good night.
Bye-bye.